AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. NATO's Supreme Commander is worried. He says some of those boats ferrying migrants across the Mediterranean from Africa to Europe may also be carrying potential terrorists. Meanwhile, Australia is targeting any of its citizens who may want to fight with the Islamic State group. Our Charles de Ledesma is overseas with this story.
Australia wants to change its Citizenship Act to make fighting for Islamic State in Syria and Iraq a reason for losing citizenship. Immigration Minister Peter Dutton says the government also wants to adopt the British legal model by revoking the citizenship of extremists who are Australian-born children of immigrants.
This morning, Islamic militants chased off the Syrian army and took control of the ancient town of Palmyra and its 2,000-year-old ruins. They've now mopped up about 8,000 gallons of oil from the coast off Santa Barbara, California, after the big oil spill there. Captain Mark Crosland is with the State Department of Fish and Game. He tells us what's happening to the wildlife.
Undoubtedly, there's been impacts, and we'll continue to monitor it closely, and hopefully in the coming days we'll have some accurate numbers, and more importantly, we'll get on the restoration effort.
The oil leaked from a broken pipeline on shore. An index designed to predict the future health of the economy posted a strong gain in April. It's a positive sign that the economy is beginning to accelerate from a sharp slowdown during the winter. The index of leading indicators is up 0.7%. Sales of existing homes are down, though, 3.3%. Analysts blame rising prices and few listings. The CEO of Lumber Liquidators has abruptly quit the company that's embroiled in an investigation over products imported from China that contain the carcinogen formaldehyde. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 4 points. This is AP Radio News. Police have named a suspect in the killings of four people found dead in a home that had been burned not far from the vice president's house. The dead have been identified as a businessman, his wife, their 10-year-old son, and a housekeeper. Our Ben Thomas has the latest.
Police have issued an arrest warrant for 34-year-old Deron Dillon Wint on charges of first-degree murder. But they're not saying whether he knew the family and have released no information about a possible motive. Text messages and voicemails from the family to their household staff suggest something was amiss inside the house hours before it was set on fire.
Authorities say a State Department employee sent threatening emails to young women in the U.S. from his computer at the U.S. Embassy in London. Court documents allege that Michael C. Ford accessed sexually explicit images of the women from their computers and threatened to post them online unless they complied with his demands. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.